Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 84, and today's date is November 8th, 2017. I am your host, Carrie, and as always, I'm joined by Russ and Kent, but also, well, we're also joined by Steve this week. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. I cannot complain that much.
Steve?
Oh, I'm fine.
And Kent?
I'm busy typing something in the messages that I can't say on air.
Gotcha.
Is it a swear word? Because you're not supposed to swear.
Kind of.
Well, then I can't wait. Which message? Oh. Like on our... Oh, okay. Never mind. I see it now.
Well, while you guys do that, I will say hi to our first-time listeners and intro our podcast. So for our first-time listeners, we recap and talk about the week in WWE and a few other happenings around the world of professional wrestling. And we also have a few fun segments for you as well. But before we officially kick things off, let's get Kent's moment of bliss.
My moment of bliss. Russ enjoyed that message. All right, so this Sunday, my God, this is how we got to kick off the podcast. TNA or GFW or I don't really know what they're called anymore, held a pay-per-view. Global Impact? I don't know. Anyways, they had Bound for Glory, though. And my God, in the most TNA way possible, they start off with Alberto El Patron. And he said that he was pissed off and angry and he was going to be involved later on the night. So then they had this pay-per-view. And then, sure enough, he showed up in the main event and beat up Johnny Impact, causing him the championship title. This is why your company is going so far down the tubes that companies in Japan and companies in Ring of Honor are destroying you at the moment. Because you're going out in the opening segment basically saying, hey, nothing matters, wait till the main event, then I'll make my appearance again. Like, you're not even trying anymore, Impact. So, this is why you're losing talent. And my moment of bliss isn't the downfall of TNA, because that makes me sad. But it appears that WWE has signed rock star Spud, and he is going to be a great fit for the cruiserweight division when he finally makes it. So that made me happy, and I had pizza tonight. So yay, this is as happy as I'm going to get the rest of this fucking podcast, because we got some fucking great shit to talk about later, I'm sure.
But before we get to that stuff, we got to talk about TNA for a second, or Impact, or whatever the heck they're calling themselves now. Did you guys hear about the fact that they're actually trying to hire actors to be audience members now?
Why?
I have no idea. I was hoping you guys could explain it to
me. Well, Steve can vouch for this, because him and I have gone to TNA twice now.
We have. Good times.
I went once.
Really, they need to hire people to sit in the audience, because that... We were going in its glory days back with Joe and AJ in Austin area.
Kurt Angle, like Beer Money,
Sting, yeah. And now it's Johnny Nitro and Alberto El Patron.
There's nothing wrong with Johnny Nitro, but Alberto El Patron.
Oh, there is something wrong with it, Russ. His name's Johnny Impact.
Well, that's
if you
just...
don't see a flaw with that, Russ. You're really not a fan of his, I don't think.
Oh no, I see a flaw with the name, but I'm not going to fault him. I'm pretty sure that's TNA.
What? No, that was definitely a creative choice on his part. Come on.
You know,
possibly. I mean, it isn't WWE, so they're allowed to have a little bit of creative.
If he chose Johnny Impact, he's no longer one of my favorite wrestlers, okay? Because that's just a stupid-ass name.
I thought you just liked him for his ass.
I do, but that's enough to turn me off. Yeah, and hair.
He has nice hair.
He does.
You know, he could be Johnny GFW. That could be worse, right?
It could be. Or maybe he changes his name, everything, so at the next paper, like this pay-per-view, he was Johnny Bound for Glory.
Oh, gosh. You know, I could get behind that gimmick.
I could too. That'd actually be pretty funny.
Anytime he does a show,
he changes his name to whatever the name of the show is.
All right.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what the next TNA pay-per-view is so we can see what his name will be.
It's going to be Bankruptcy is what it's going to be.
Yeah, Johnny Bankruptcy.
Much. So he'd be, going to say Johnny Bankruptcy. All right, guys, let's get into this week's WWE events. Let's talk SmackDown first because there's a lot of ground to cover there. Let's kick it off with the first, I want to say, breaking news story of the day. Apparently, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were sent home from the European tour. Something having to do with not following creative direction during last night's SmackDown. What have you guys heard on this? This is kind of news to me, so I'm hoping you guys have more insight than I do.
This is the first time I've heard it, so I will relent to Kent or Steve.
Well, apparently they didn't quite do enough of a job for New Day, I guess. I kind of forgot that segment even happened, if I'm going to be 100% blunt. Quite frankly, we all saw Sammy turning heel as like this positive direction, and since then, has Sammy won a match?
No, he has not.
Okay. But he's put over that young up-and-comer Randy Orton, just like so many others have done in the past. So, good for him. Probably a little frustrated with everything. And, quite frankly, I wouldn't sell New Day's offense anymore if I was them. Like, they deserve better. Are they even on the Survivor Series card anywhere?
No, they're not. And that's, I think, where they're frustrated, is they're two of the top talent right now, and they're not on the Survivor Series card. I mean, this is getting kind of ridiculous. Sami Zayn nor Kevin Owens should be playing second fiddle to the New Day at this point. It's kind of bullshit, actually.
They just main evented the last SmackDown pay-per-view. Like, that was the main event with Sami and KO. Like, how do you go from that to nothing? You can't even make the five-man squad for Team SmackDown. Can't have a match against, I don't know, some Irish and Swiss dude. Nope, just off the card. So, great, I don't blame them. Fight the powers that be. Go join TNA. You can be Kevin Impact and Sammy Impact.
I think they'd be better fit on Ring of Honor, but that's just me.
Probably going back. They both wrestled for Ring of Honor, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Go there, reunite, get Punk back.
Maybe they can be in Jericho's Cruise in October.
I would love that. Just for our listeners, check out Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. Just check it out.
Still plenty of seats available.
Apparently, a lot.
I can't wait to go. I don't understand why nobody wants to go on this.
It's not that I don't think anybody wants to. I would go. I can't. It's impossible.
I'm just trying to decide if I want to or not.
Yeah. You want to, Steve.
Going two cruises in a year is kind of, I don't know.
It's a lot. But yeah.
But Eric and I will be there.
That's true. Less reason to go.
You gave me half of a reason.
And a lot of the single balconies are sold out already, so.
I think the one next door to us is still open.
I think the problem with it is, and simply is this, this is a lot of money. Wrestling fans aren't exactly made of money. And, yeah, the people who watch the wrestlers that are going definitely don't have that kind of money. So,
but there's also a really good band there too, at least one.
Yes, Fozzy.
King, I was mentioning, but I actually saw Fozzy once at Upstate Concert Hall.
Yeah, I like a couple of their songs, but other than that, I'm not sure. So what do you think?
They're just generic.
Generic?
Pop, rock, I mean, nothing special. But it's with Jericho, so.
Now, okay, so I went on and looked on some more about this. It's looking like it's storyline, but there's no official word on it being storyline. So, that doesn't really help.
Sense.
Well, okay, isn't Kevin Owens like a huge, like Triple H is huge on him, back on him? So, would he do anything against Triple H?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, Triple H sent his paycheck for Brazil to Kevin Owens.
So, yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the kind of... And Kevin's usually a pretty loyal guy. What it says here, multiple sources, both internally and externally, confirmed to Sports Illustrated, that means nothing, like I trust Sports Illustrated, that Owens and Zayn's offense was going into business for themselves regarding their on-camera work during yesterday's SmackDown. What the hell did they do yesterday to go into business for themselves?
In all fairness, Sports Illustrated has been breaking a lot of wrestling news lately. And
right.
And ESPN.
Well, I think so, but that's because there's been a lot of connection. We don't know if they're also going to start trading the news to jumpstart interests and stuff, so... Well,
wrestling business would never do that, Russ.
What?
This is a very honest business. There's no lies.
They're not carnies at all.
Not at all, I know.
Speaking of carnies, I want to take this moment to say Luke Harper's going to be in USA's new show, Damnation. And god damn it, that was a fantastic show last night. I am so looking forward to seeing Luke Harper get the shine that he deserves because he can't ever get it in the ring.
But
will he have a giant sledgehammer in Damnation?
Yeah, seriously.
Can they come out to Peter Gabriel's sledgehammer, please?
Oh, I hope so. And the indies again.
Yes.
Oh, and that's where they'll be next year. So maybe they can even be on the Jericho Cruise.
They could. There's a lot of
awesome
talent. There's a lot of WWE talent that could be. Rusev.
We'll get there.
The guy filled his cabin somehow. Just add more wrestlers to him.
You know what? It's really weird, though. This SmackDown reek, or this, I'm not SmackDown. This Survivor Series reeks of all the problems that we think are really happening. And it seems like they're real. Like, Rusev's not getting anything. Rusev seems like he's pissed. Kevin Owens and Sammy being left off of Survivor Series. Now they're all of a sudden off the European tour.
Hey, Russ, definitely don't steal everything from the agenda for later discussion. Well, please, whatever.
It's just really
you do,
weird. I'm not.
Definitely don't do that.
I won't. It's just really weird how this is all happening. So, I guess my question is this. I want to go back to the Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn real quick. What did they do to go into business for themselves? Did anybody remember specifically what they said that would make them?
Apparently, they didn't let three people beat them up. Is what it is. They didn't let three faces jump them and beat them after the match.
Were they supposed to?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, basically they were supposed to let the New Day beat them up afterwards, and they both headed to the back. Sound guys didn't know what to do because they weren't following script. And the other thing that I read just a few seconds ago was something having to do with they've been kind of miserable to work with backstage for a while now. So I don't know if it's a work or not. It doesn't sound like it.
I don't know. Sammy seems like such a nice guy. I don't see how he'd be a dick anyone backstage.
Yeah, Sammy does strike me as like one of the probably 10 nicest guys to work with in WWE.
Yeah, and Kevin, like I said, I feel like Kevin's a company guy.
I could see Owens being a dick because that's the character he plays.
Yeah, but he's also a real family guy. He's a pretty nice guy from what I hear.
His name's not Peter Griffin.
It's true, it's not. What is going on with wrestling?
That's a good question. Like for our next topic, let's move on and talk about the title change. Let's talk about AJ getting the title. And what happens to Jinder after this? I don't care. The nightmare has ended.
There's still 1 week and we get it back.
Bite your tongue.
Rematch clause.
Yeah.
I hope he...
Well...
No.
Well, who are we going to, Carrie?
Let's start with you, Russ, since you spoke up.
Okay, so I guess I'll start. Well, yes, thank God, finally Jinder has been hindered. And you know what's funny? He finally put on a good match. It was a pretty decent match. I like that they did the big guy versus the littler guy, and Jinder pushed him around a little bit, made it look good. It wasn't a great match, but it was good, and it should be good. AJ winning it, great. Maybe the belt will start meaning something now, because it's been total garbage since Jinder won it, and they've been treating it like garbage since Jinder won it. But...
It goes back a little bit before that, Russ.
That's true. Not much, though. I guess my only real concern is what are, were they that afraid of Jinder Brock? Or were they, why couldn't they just put that down the list of the important matches?
Because Brock Lesnar costs him like $3 million every time he, you know, jumps up. So that's why he jumps a lot in the ring, Russ.
That's true. He's wow. Every time he jumps, he gets $3 million. Could you imagine that?
And an angel gets its wings.
Yes. Oh, so many angels get their wings. Yeah, I don't know. It's good because I'd rather see AJ versus Brock. But now we know AJ's going to lose to Brock. So the only thing I can think of is like Jinder costing him the match. That'd be the only way to save it. And then expect Jinder probably win it back when they go to India in December. So,
Kent, thoughts?
I don't know. That just made me sad.
Same here.
My theory goes that, because I know we have another topic coming up about the SmackDown's fifth member, and I think that's the heart of it right there. They foolishly put Bobby Roode already on the team. They had no room for AJ Styles once a certain top guy decided that he was going to join Team SmackDown. So, are you going to leave off AJ Styles, or are you going to leave off Jinder Mahal from the Survivor Series card? I mean, it really made more sense to leave AJ off, because, I mean, hell, we're leaving KO and Sammy off. Why not just go fucking for broke? I'm pissed off about this, if I'm going to be perfectly blunt. As cool as it is to see AJ versus Brock, it's not going to be that great of a match. Like, Brock isn't going to sell that much. Whereas the other side of the coin was Brock Lesnar throwing around the Singh brothers for at least 7 minutes. Oh, so which one's going to be more entertaining? Brock not selling for AJ, or Brock throwing around the Singh brothers for 7 minutes?
Do you think Brock could do that for 7 minutes, though?
He may
turn purple.
I say he'd die, but he could do it for 7 minutes.
It seems like we're, as fans, I feel actually we're getting screwed by not having the Jinder match, surprisingly. Like, I really didn't think I was going to ever say that, but I think Jinder belonged in the match more than AJ. Jinder deserved an opportunity.
Wow. This coming from the guy who won't watch Jinder matches anymore.
You're goddamn right, because that fucker sucks in the ring. But, but, if the company believed in him this much, Jinder... Like, this all started because Jinder threw out a challenge. From a logic standpoint, and I know this is hard for us to swallow here, but from a logic standpoint, Brock has no beef with AJ. Like, there's never been a challenge laid out. The whole premise of the match was Jinder calling out Brock.
Yes.
So why is it suddenly Brock versus AJ? Like, there's no storyline. It makes no sense.
I know why.
Tell us more, Carrie.
Well, that would ruin my big wrestling story of the week.
Oh, tell us more later, Perry, if you want.
Or just break right into it.
To be continued.
Or I'll just, you know, say my two cents on this and a certain other thing that we're about to talk about for SmackDown. WWE's running scared.
That's a great movie.
They just got outbooked.
By?
Completely.
By what?
Over the weekend. My big wrestling story of the week.
I'm
just going to
say, why don't we, Gary, could you tell us about your big wrestling story of the week?
Yeah, we just can't wait to
hear
it.
Well, my big wrestling story of the week involves my favorite wrestler and one of your favorite wrestlers and a certain announcement
about
Power Struggle over the weekend.
I thought Johnny Impact was already on Impact TNA.
All right. Let me finish.
Big boss man.
He's dead.
Isn't he dead?
Oh, all right. For our listeners who actually did not hear the story over the weekend, Chris Jericho showed up after Kenny Omega's match versus Trent Beretta and challenged him to a match on January 4th, 2018, which is the day of Wrestle Kingdom 12 at the Tokyo Dome.
So we will see 20 of Chris Jericho's last moves, and then 20 of Omega's last moves, and then they'll have an 80-star match, according to everybody on the internet.
God, I hope they only kick out of 20 finishers.
Only 20? Let's go for 40.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Let's set the internet on fire, suckas.
They're so good, the finishers don't matter.
So wait, so what match would be in the WWE would be better than this one?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Cesaro, AJ? Yeah. If they had the time. Cesaro, anybody?
Sheamus, AJ?
Joe, wait, Cesaro.
Cesaro, Joe.
And they were allowed to do their own stuff. And they didn't have the WWE restrictions.
Yeah. Brock versus Cesaro.
Oh my God, yes. That'd be fantastic.
Cesaro versus Dwayne Brock.
Kurt Angle versus Joe.
Kurt Angle versus everybody. AJ versus Joe. AJ versus everybody.
Seth Rollins versus AJ. Seth Rollins versus Angle.
Luke Harper versus Braun Strowman, please.
Yeah.
Can we go, is Trent Beretta really challenging for a belt in New Japan?
Isn't that a
one of the dude busters is a champion?
US title.
Trent Beretta was never a good wrestler, right?
Wasn't he a dude buster? Wasn't he just a joke? Isn't he a joke?
Is he better now, Kerry? I'm seriously wondering.
Not really. I mean, he pretty much got his ass handed to him by Omega.
You know what I like?
Be though, right? Omega should be the top guy, so he should be doing that to people.
He should.
Yeah, Trent Beretta should be in that match, period. Like, that's like James Ellsworth versus Brock Lesnar.
Hey, Ellsworth headlined SmackDown for like a whole month.
He did.
He has wins over AJ Styles,
yes. And Dean. So.
So basically, with that story said, I mean, putting the belt on AJ, putting Cena in Survivor Series. Oops, I just got us into our next topic.
Nice.
Good segue.
But can Jericho go though? I mean, he's out. He's not even wrestling right now. He's just touring right now. He's gonna be out of shape in January.
He's been working on this since August.
Doesn't
with New Japan?
Well, they've been talking about it. Yeah.
Yoga?
Like, I mean, it should be a good match. I don't know if Joe can go that distance, like what they expect from.
Yeah, it will be a good match. I mean, come on,
after being out of the ring for a whole year, I don't know.
And Omega is good too. I was weird. I mean, Omega's good, but the problem is, and I think we all agree, except for maybe Kerry, they do their finishers, and they don't count for shit. It's okay to kick out of it once.
It's the fighting spirit of the Japanese.
Yeah, or once or twice, but after that, you really... Once or twice, that's it. After that, it's become ridiculous. There's no point in a finisher. So.
Unless you have multiple finishers.
Right, that's true. Like Seth Rollins. If you kick out of his, whatever
wow,
the...
Wow, Russ went race for Seth
I did.
Rollins. I am shocked.
Because he has like 50 finishers. So
Is he really?
Well, so does Dolph Ziggler, man. Use
that's
Dolph.
True. So, Dolph
no, he doesn't. Dolph's finisher was laying on his back for 3 seconds.
Hey, he was
well,
banging
see,
Lana for
Ken,
one.
I went to Omega. Russ had to go to Rollins, so everybody's
that's
happy.
That's right. Let me finish my sentence, though. What is his finishing move now, anyway? Some knee to the whatever...
Wait, what if
it's Omega's move, right? Isn't it Omega's move?
Yeah, it's like Omega's move, right. So if that doesn't work, he can then go to the pedigree. And when the pedigree doesn't work...
Or the Phoenix Splash.
Which is...
He can go to the curb stop. So he's got plenty of choices. Kenny, he has like 2 finishers, so he needs to get some more if he's going to do this.
All right, moving on.
I like how Kerry is so excited about this stuff and we just totally trounced on her.
No, I mean, it'll be a good match. I don't think it'll
be
a 5-star match or anything, but it'll be a good match.
It'll be a good match.
The internet will tell us it's better than it was, but it'll be a good match.
Yeah.
I firmly expect Meltzer to give it 7 stars. Just
out of 5.
It's Omega.
Meltzer's one of the worst people ever in the history of wrestling. I really just want to say that. He really is a fucking oblivious moron. He probably thinks Charlotte Flair has talent. That tells you everything you need to know.
You mean it doesn't just run in the family? Like Ric Flair has talent, so automatically she does, right?
Yo, speaking of Ric Flair, they did the 30 for 30 on ESPN last night. Did anybody watch that?
I did not watch it. I forgot.
No, but I heard people said it was really good.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I haven't watched it, but yeah, it was.
Did the interview all his 20 ex-wives?
Well, that and his drinking problem, but I mean, seriously, I've never seen a bad 30 for 30. I've seen 30 for 30s on things that I have zero interest in, and they were good. So I imagine this was well done. But boo, Charlotte. Boo.
All right, let's talk Rusev versus Randy Orton, Rusev losing, and today's announcement. John Cena is our fifth member of the Survivor Series team.
What? I didn't know about this. Oh, except you said it about 5 minutes ago.
Yes. Yes, I did.
So he's not going to referee the match anymore?
Hey, this is my thoughts on this, guys, and you guys can say what you will after I'm
Sorry.
Done. But with AJ winning the belt, Cena getting added, WWE on Sunday morning got their asses handed to them.
How? They didn't compete.
Jericho isn't as big a draw as you think he is, I don't think. I mean, he's a big name, but 20 years ago would be a lot better.
This is a dream match for a lot of people.
Jericho 15 years ago would be a lot better than Jericho now in Omega.
Wait. I'm missing something here. I'm missing something. How did WWE get ass handed to him again? Like, what's the premise of this? I'm missing something.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because what do they have to offer that is better than this match?
Match doesn't even start till January, though.
Could this match possibly be a deal with, it starts in New Japan and goes to WWE? Because doesn't Omega want to go there at some point?
Omega said in the press conference for Wrestle Kingdom that WWE was beneath him.
Of course he'll say that.
Yeah, except when they offer him $10 million, WWE is really beneath him.
But he won't have creative control, and that's his big thing.
He doesn't want to eat one finisher and actually lose.
Everyone says that when they don't have an offer.
15 finishers or I don't play. Now, everybody says that for their company. Here's my only thing about it. I would take the $10 million and listen to what WWE has to say for my character. And yes, I would do my best until they either just tossed me out or whatever. But I would take that $10 million, and then afterwards, if I didn't like it, I'd leave.
So you'd pull Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
Who's the only person that's making any sense out of anything. Like, he took the money, made a name for himself, wasn't getting very much creative control, went out, made a bigger name for himself, and when he does come back to WWE,
His contract will be
double, if not triple, if not quadruple.
I would go the CM Punk route, take the money, and then leave halfway through.
And leave forever.
And
then go to TNA or to MMA.
Yeah. He's training for his second match.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Get his ass kicked. But, I mean, he's got passion.
whatever.
All right, guys, let's get back to the gifts that keeps on giving.
All right, so Carrie.
Let's talk Rusev.
Oh, I thought we were talking about John Cena and all the other stuff.
That too. But, let's talk Rusev and the fact that he's not in this match. And how he got basically buried by Cena again. He wasn't even riding a tank this time.
How did he get buried by Cena?
Points for that. There's no arguing.
How was he getting...
That's it. He wasn't in a tank.
That's it. She said it. That's just it at all.
True.
Let's move on.
Yeah. That's all you need to know about the saga of Rusev and Cena. Rusev rode a tank, John Cena wears colorful shirts and wristbands, and John Cena gets put over every single time.
Because you can't see him, that's why.
Over a tank.
That's true. And if you can't see him in the tank, you have to get out of the tank, and it's over with. That's when John Cena gets you.
I have a legitimate question for Carrie. Now, Carrie, say John Cena just said, screw it, I hate making this kind of money, I want to go to Japan. Now, him and Omega have a match. In your estimation, how many finishers would there be that would be kicked out between Omega and Cena? Serious question.
I have no idea.
And who would chop to
Cena
who?
Only knows five moves.
Well, one of them's his finisher, though. So how many would he have to give to Kenny?
Does he really, though? Because people always say Hogan worked really well in Japan. But he had a style in WWE that he knew worked, so he just stuck with that what he did. So you think that's true with Cena too, where he just can't go more, he just doesn't want to, doesn't have to.
Cena that's why the bodies hold up.
Well, Cena's gone more. We've seen it. The U.S. Open match title, whatever the hell it is, he did at least 7 or 8 moves.
Cena knows how to actually wrestle.
Yeah,
same as Hogan. They both know how to actually wrestle. But if you could save your body and not be crippled by the time you're 45, you do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it'd be That would actually be an Omega match I'd like to see, because I'd really like to take a shot after every finisher that was kicked out.
You'd be drunk.
I'll take that challenge. I think it'd be a fascinating match.
You might
I think
die,
it'd be good.
Actually. You might get Maybe. Alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to come out of that alive.
Listen, if that's how I die via kickouts, then I've lived a good life.
Well, the typical Cena match on pay-per-views is, what, probably five finishers that he uses and people kick out of?
Right.
Yes.
Then you quadruple that if it's against Roman Reigns.
Right. So if it's against Kenny, whew. That's a lot of kickouts.
Wonder if Roman gets more head colds because of his wet hair.
That's how he got the mumps, probably.
Is that why the mumps has lasted so long in him?
Yeah. Makes sense. Can we just also say this? Worst Rusev Day ever.
Yes.
There's a lot of them, though. I don't know.
This was the worst. I am so ticked off with how Rusev is used in WWE. He is a glorified jobber. He is the Brooklyn Brawler of this generation.
And it's so ridiculous because he has the Barry Horowitz. So much talent to give.
Well, okay, yeah, he's the Barry Horowitz, yeah.
Give that man a pat on the back.
Yeah, you're right, because he does get some wins.
Iron Mike Sharp.
They're just totally useless.
All right, here's a question for everybody. Would you rather have Team SmackDown, which is Shane, Cena, Shinsuke, Randy, and Bobby Roode, or would you take a team of Rusev, Owens, Zayn, Jinder, and whoever else I missed?
Why
Dolph Ziggler.
Why Jinder and whoever else? Why not?
Yeah, why Jinder?
Why not throw the Fashion Police in there?
Well, because I'm trying to give that team a chance to win.
Ah, yeah. That's not going to happen.
Wow, when you have to throw Jinder in it, it kind of just...
Would the Singh be involved?
Because I can't throw AJ in.
Yeah, if sure
I
threw you
AJ, if I say AJ, Zayn, Owens, Dolph, and Rusev, I would take that team over the legitimate SmackDown team.
Yeah.
That's a solid team.
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing that?
Because Shane McMahon needs to be in a match.
Why?
He's also Kurt Angle for some
reason.
I don't think it's him. I honestly think it's creative, and he's because he gets. All right. Yes, a little bit.
He's
him.
The CEO of the damn company or whatever. He can be like, no, I'm not doing this. Something better.
Yeah, but he wants to. He does want to do it. But
yeah,
he's
a jackass.
Right, but he. It's creative's decision to put him in the match. He has to just say yes or no to it, kind of. He can say yes or no to it. Everyone else just got to go, yep, okay, I'm doing it.
I would rather see Shane McMahon and the Mean Street Posse and, like, two of the people in a Survivor Series match.
Yes, bring back Pete.
Why can't we have two Survivor Series matches?
No, Russ. We have two already.
We should do one with tag
Women.
Teams.
Yeah.
The New Day and a tag team against...
Well, New Day's going to be versus The Shield. New Day's going to be versus The Shield.
Yeah, that's your wild speculation.
That's not wild. That's
what about
pretty
the
accurate.
Ascension?
Well, they're lost with...
What about Gable and Benjamin?
Is there any point in Shane being in this match?
No.
Like, this isn't a match that...
Yes, he needs to prove something to Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle was in it, it kind of made me feel like Shane was going to be in it.
But
and then they mentioned
it. It's not conducive
it.
To what Shane does. Shane is a spot monkey. He's the spottiest monkey of them all. How does a 5-on-5 match really work to being a spot monkey?
Braun Strowman treats him like Bane treated Batman. That's how.
He breaks him.
Man, I just got a clue over that.
And by that, I mean he breaks his back, for those of you who don't read comic books.
Is there any legitimate reason for SmackDown to win this?
Yeah, because
None.
Raw women are winning. Which
well,
I
no
know
shit.
We're getting to, but... Yeah.
Because storyline-wise, Kurt Angle built a team... That's bound to lose.
But they build a team that's way better. Braun
yeah,
Strowman alone would kick some ass.
He has two
everybody's
guys fighting.
Ass.
Braun Strowman, if you were Kane, and his son, who's done nothing.
Oh, his son is turning on him. I that's a feel. I have a feeling on that one.
All right, we'll get there, guys.
This is actually one of our best things. I'm going to say this is one of our best conversations we've had. We've hit so many things.
Yeah, there's no order whatsoever.
I know.
I blame
if Steve. Only someone had to keep that order. I don't know.
Yes. A host or so.
I'm trying to get us back on track.
Carrie's been fucking throwing down the hammer.
Okay? She has been. We've been dead. We've been bad. Yeah, we've been bad.
All right, let's talk the tag team title match on SmackDown this week. We had two tag team title matches. Let's talk the one on SmackDown. I didn't watch, guys. I'll be honest. I haven't watched much WWE lately. Too much New Japan Ring of Honor.
I didn't watch it either. I was drinking and playing trivia. So, yeah.
Okay. So
that leaves you and I, Russ.
Yes.
What would you think?
I thought it was really, really weird. Really weird. Like, it started out okay. And then the ending. What the hell?
All right, now correct me if I'm wrong, because I think my DVR may have screwed up. Did they come back from commercial and pretty much go right to the end of the match?
Yeah, or? It came back from the commercial because I fast forwarded to get to the end, because I didn't care about the in. You know, I think it was a picture in picture.
No, they didn't even do that.
Oh, they didn't.
That match.
Okay, so
no.
This is all I know that happened. Ready? And this is what's really weird about it. They show Shelton Benjamin, or not Shelton, Gable. Doing something to one of the Usos on the outside, who's the person, one that's supposed to be in the ring, so Jimmy or Jay, I don't fucking know. Does something to his knee, dives back underneath the ring? I don't know why, that was really weird. And then that was it. That was it.
He did the chop block. He did the chop block.
Okay.
Which the Usos did to Gable, which told the story, but I mean, that was a... Well, the announcer said it was a year ago, but I don't really think they've been up for a year, but whatever.
Whatever.
It was just, they have the come to the ring, go to commercial, come back, do finish within like 30 seconds, and you didn't see any of the match.
You saw some of it in the beginning. No, there was, they, a good 5 minutes before the commercial.
5 minutes?
It was about 5 minutes really? Before the commercial. Yeah, I'd say it's about five. About five.
I don't know, I was playing video.
I was too, so could be kind of.
It was a great match.
It was fantastic.
7 stars.
It was just really weird. Like I don't understand why. Okay, he did the chop block, dived back under the ring. I'm assuming that was to hide himself from the ref. That's the only thing I could assume why he did that. Why didn't?
Well, that's not a DQ.
I know. I don't know why they did it. It made no sense. And then here's the other weird part.
Maybe he had to go to. The court underneath the ring for the little people.
Yes. Well, here's the other thing. Why didn't Shelton go out there, grab him, and throw him back in the ring?
Shelton's the ring veteran, should have known better to prevent the count out. And the announcer said that.
Yeah.
I think Corey said that.
And, so, yes, and then they backed it up by saying, oh, well, this is more about mind games than anything else. I swear, they must have done some editing, because something was really weird in that match.
Yeah, plus it didn't quite follow what I had read as far as spoilers go, like, because it was pre-taped.
Right.
It didn't quite, watching it didn't play like it was written, so either whoever wrote it didn't quite write it right, or there was some weird editing. But hey, they're having a Twitter war, and Twitter's cool. Fucking millennials.
Sure is. All right, we're done with this one.
All right, let's move on to our namesake segment. Were you not entertained?
She nailed it.
Yes! All right. This week we chose Becky versus James Ellsworth. I have to be honest, guys.
She didn't watch it.
This one, I did not watch it. So I cannot opinion.
You know, Carrie, it's called faking it. I'm sure you know that with Eric. Come on.
Burn? All right. Just based on what I figure probably happened, I would probably have been entertained. I like anything having to do with Becky. I love Becky. She's one of my favorites. Actually, she is my favorite. I'm calling this now. Becky is my favorite.
Out of the women, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Of
all
yes,
time.
Of all.
Not even Kenny Omega.
Yes.
All women or just all SmackDown? Right.
Steve, what did you think?
From what I read, it was good. Yes, as good as the match could be, I guess. I mean, we expect from those two. I mean, so yeah, I heard it was good.
Russ.
I was thoroughly entertained. I thought it was hilariously stupid. And I wasn't expecting much out of it. And I got exactly what I was looking for. So, kudos to them. The only thing that confused me was, I'll let Kent say it.
Kent, how about you?
I'm more confused that we chose a segment which half the people doing this podcast did not watch.
Yes.
Yeah, hindsight right there.
I like how we discussed it. I like how we discussed it beforehand and nobody said anything about not watching it.
Yep.
We discussed this, did we? No, we didn't discuss this part.
Yeah, we did.
No.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's right.
We did, because I remember it.
My favorite part of the whole thing was, and I just made fun of Twitter, but James Ellsworth tweeting duh with like 72
like 7,000 H's.
Good for him. Like, good for Becky getting, you know, some shine. But where the fuck was Paige? Where was Paige? She supposedly was there. Where was Paige, and why did they not bring her back? Why?
She wasn't at TNA with Alberto?
No, she was not.
Wow. That,
are they still together?
Confirmed. She was not in Canada with Alberto for Sunday. She was on tour.
But what she, I'm just saying, are they still together?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
they're both still alive. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They're still alive. Maybe they aren't.
I don't want them to be dead by now. That's shocking.
I don't know. To see Alberto on Sunday, I'm not really going to say he's alive.
That's true.
That was bad.
He is something.
But yes, entertained. Ellsworth all the way. Hogsworth. Even more the way.
All right. So, I guess that concludes our discussion of SmackDown. Before we move on to Raw, Russ, I gotta know who you're crushing on this
week. Well, my man crush of the week. I'm so glad you brought this up at this point in time, because we just talked about this man. And this man is James Ellsworth. He is my man crush of the week.
It would have been nice if this segment would have came right before the
yes, that would have been fantastic.
That would have been really good, right?
Really, really would have. I wish we had that time, but you know how we're structured. We're very structured here, so we had to do it after this event. So,
yeah, it stings the nostrils.
I thought it was.
A good segue. It's perfect. I'm good with it. Okay, so James Ellsworth is my man crush of the week, and here's the simple reason why. Man, he crushed it when he was talking about how women can't handle men. It was so, so accurate and so well done. I really, really enjoyed my time listening to him tell me how women are inferior to men. And it made me think, he's right. He's absolutely right. That is my man crush of the week.
You know, interestingly enough, right after that was American Horror Story, in which they went into detail about how women are superior to men. So I had the best of both worlds in the same evening.
You did. That's always. I love it when they always do the blatant sexism. That's one of my favorite storylines because it's so stupid. Sexism. Either direction. Hilarious.
Sexism either direction. I mean, God. If only we knew if Charlotte was a man or a female.
She's the perfect one, an example of both.
Wow. Yeah, I think we hit a new low there.
Oh, we have hit a new low.
What? New low?
Well, for the two people listening to us, Carrie and Eric, tomorrow, don't listen to this part of the segment. Skip it.
You see that before you segment, not after.
Oh, right.
Oh, by the way, that's usually the last 5 minutes you just heard, forget about that. Don't ignore that.
Yeah, don't pay attention to that part.
Someone says something and just like, forget you heard that.
I just want to say that Twan is very upset that Jinder lost. Twan thought that
the terrorist connection is that what he likes.
Job. Yeah, he apparently likes the terrorist racist angle from India. So Twan's very upset at this title change, and I wanted to go on record and represent for the people named Twan.
All one of you.
You know, there is actually a petition somewhere online to get the belt back on Jinder.
Well, if those
bills, they don't have to wait very long.
Yeah, probably. All right, let's talk Raw, guys. Let's keep moving. Keep trucking.
Is this going to be Raw talk?
Huh?
Is this Raw talk?
It's Raw talk. Oh, wait, we can't use that. That's actually
That's actually a stupid name,
guys,
anyways.
Guys, we're going to get a cease and desist. We can't use WWE products.
I would welcome that. A cease and desist from WWE just to say that we were acknowledged, okay? So, I say we steal everything.
I own stock in WWE. I'm an owner of that.
So you should be telling on us, really.
I should be telling you. I'll call Vince up right away.
Yes.
My two shares that he hold out is whole year of him.
And then ask him about Kevin Owens. And since you're an owner, why don't you know about Kevin Owens and Zayn leaving?
I demand this.
Come on. Call him up and say, listen, I'm an owner. I want to know what's going on.
I want a phone on my desk like Commissioner Gordon has for Batman.
And can you also put in a good word for Luke Harper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll do it if I can.
All right, guys. Let's talk about the tag team title match on Raw. We had The Bar versus two-thirds of The Shield with The Bar getting the belts back. Guys, what happened?
Okay, hold on. First of all, did we all watch it?
I did not.
I saw that. I saw it.
Okay, all right.
I didn't, but I saw it.
All right. Steve, you first then.
The match probably should have been stopped when New Day came out and talked for like half an hour. And then everybody else came out. It probably should have ended the match there, but
that would be under normal rules.
It's a rather illogical ending. I don't get why New Day was there to cost the Shield a belt other than to set up a feud for Survivor Series with the Shield.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it's stupid. I didn't like it.
Well, I like it for two reasons. Cesaro has the belt back. Definitely a kudos. And the Shield versus New Day, that's a good classic rivalry. It was really good back in the day. I'm hoping that they can give us a little bit of nostalgia on this one. So I'm all for it.
How about you, Kent?
I don't even remember that feud. Did that really happen?
New Day and Shield? I'm pretty sure they had to have at least a couple fights.
Well, you just told everybody that was a great feud, Russ, and now you're
well,
pretty
now
sure
I feel
they
like
had one or two
now,
fights.
Now you're making
what
me
is it
now he's all fake news on us.
Jesus Christ, Meltzer.
Now you're making me debate what happened or not.
Yeah.
I remember
I swear they did.
With the Wyatt family.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
yeah, because they were copying the Hardley Boys. And they pre-taped that awfulness. Can we bring back the House of Hoors again? Anyway.
It's a champion. We'll get that.
All right. Like, I'm happy for Cesaro, but here's the thing. Zayn Co. is not going to get the belts off of the Usos, so my dream match is not happening. So I'm not getting Cesaro versus Zayn Co. And at least had Cesaro lost the match, in my mind, I could have rationalized that match could have happened. Now, it's not going to happen. No chance. And
no chance in hell.
No chance in hell. But as I was watching, I was thinking, my God, Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns in a hairdryer on a pole match. That is something I could watch.
If only Vince Russo was still around.
Oh, my God. Well, if Vince was around, it'd be Buff Bagwell's mom with a hairdryer in her hand on a pole. Like, seriously, they put Buff Bagwell's mom on a pole.
That was awesome. Cool, like, Judy Bagwell.
At what point
where
did somebody go
so these days?
Like, how did that happen? How did that get approved? Like, at what point did somebody like running WCW like Bischoff or Ted Turner like, we're putting a older than middle aged woman on a pole and putting? How did this get approved?
How does it not get approved?
Seriously, how does it not get approved?
I want this to be a documentary. The history of the Judy Bagwell.
Should that
on
be
a 30
for 30?
I would watch the hell out of that.
Maybe you can start it up.
Fantastic. Actually, why is there not one about Arquette winning the belt? Like, I'd also watch that.
Yeah.
David Arquette. He reads my blog.
Maybe you can get in touch with him. You can interview him maybe for your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like lesser celebrities haven't already turned me down. I may as well aim higher.
What's he doing nowadays anyways? I mean...
Yeah, seriously. He got divorced from the only thing that was mattered to anybody.
No more Scream going on, right? So he doesn't have that movie to do anymore.
I hope there's no more Scream.
Although I liked him in that Spider-Man movie. Was it Eight-Legged Freaks?
Yeah, Eight-Legged Freaks. Yeah. Plus, they had the great song at the end. The Itsy Bitsy Spider, but it was like done by this guy named Joey Deluxe, and it sounded really creepy. Love that song. Nobody knows who Joey Deluxe is. Nobody knows what I'm talking
about. Nope, I don't know who he is at all.
Not a chance.
Yep.
Oh, well. Back to wrestling, I guess.
We should get David Arquette on the show.
Sure. Get on it, Russ.
He reads your blog.
Maybe if he likes Kent Fest, you can get him too.
All right, guys, let's talk Finn versus Joe. I think this ended in a count out.
Right? They both fought too much outside the ring.
Yeah, somebody didn't watch it again.
I told you guys, I'm not watching much WWE right now. I'm reading recaps. And even then, I'm reading them with a very, very negative
eye. Do you subscribe to the Fight app to watch all the ROH pay-per-views?
No. Not yet. No. Getting there.
It's Fight, F-I-T-E, I believe.
I will check that
out. Is there
out.
A reason why they couldn't get F-I-G-H-T? Because
it's probably already an app. I don't know.
How is there a Fight app? Oh my god, someone should create that if you want to get into a fight with someone randomly. Just the Fight app.
It's like Tinder,
but the Fight Club app?
Yes, the Fight Club app.
No, you can't talk about it.
Oh, that's right. Well, you don't have to talk about it. It's a part of an app.
Just swipe right or left to fight the guy.
Exactly. Swipe left if you want him. Swipe right if you don't. Okay, trademarking right now. Verbal trademark. If anybody takes this from us, verbal trademark right here.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Not necessarily, but what you can do is you can put something in writing, put it in an envelope, and mail it to yourself and get the date on it. As long as you don't open it up, that's your legal evidence that you have a date and time for it.
Wait, so
I figured this would be because isn't there technically a date and time and stamped on our podcast?
Yeah, but I feel that I could probably mess with that in some capacity. So,
well, it is November 8th, 2017.
Wow. Yeah, and I could sit here and say it's 3 a.m. Does it really fucking matter? Does anybody have proof?
We do. We'll know.
We'll know, exactly.
All right, guys. Let's get back to Finn versus Joe. What were your thoughts? Let's start with Kent.
Oh. Yeah. It was probably the second best match of the week behind Ellsworth and Becky. Very, very well done. Wow, it takes somebody like Samoa Joe to get a good match out of Finn. That's cool. Like, Samoa Joe's possibly one of the most underrated guys still because he pulls out a good match against damn near everybody. He's pretty much the fat Samoan AJ Styles. Who was the last guy Finn had a good match with? Oh, yeah, AJ Styles. So, there we go.
I thought his Kane match was good. I enjoyed that.
That was decent. Yeah. Just the way it ended kind of hurt that one.
Don't you just wish that... I feel that Finn is one of those guys that I really wish he didn't fight WWE style. I think he could be more entertaining in the ring if he fought more of his Asian persuasion ways. So.
You mean strong style?
I hate that term. I also hate that style. But
that's what it's called.
Asian persuasion, going with that.
I think Asian persuasion has a nice ring to it.
Thank you. Can we copyright that?
Verbal trademark. Boom.
Hasn't it already been used by someone?
I think those are massage parlors, Steve. You're getting it wrong. Happy endings, my friend.
My bad.
Wow.
New high.
Yep, exactly. Steve, any thoughts on Finn versus Joe?
I don't see how you can have a guy destroyed by Kane 1 week and then have him fight Samoa Joe to a draw the next. I don't get it.
Would you have been mad if he had beaten Joe? How mad would you have been?
Well, he beat him in NXT, right?
No, but I meant if he beat him tonight after the Kane loss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
How pissed. I was like, oh my god, if he wins, I would be so fucking pissed.
How does Kurt Angle be like, you guys hate each other, so you're my team now? Both of you.
Because WWE is fucking retarded.
Well, I mean, it's either that or, hey, you're kind of my son. You
exactly.
Suck and you keep getting beat up by Elias, but hey, be on our team.
Yeah, not a good man.
That's the only way they're going to lose. Yeah, thank you. On that.
Let's talk about that.
No, wait. Shall we? I want to finish about Joe versus. I want to talk.
No one cares about
okay,
oh,
okay,
Christ. Russ needs to talk.
It doesn't matter exactly. What you think, Russ.
Everybody slow their fucking roll for Russ.
God damn it. Slow down. I thought it was one of the best matches of the entire week. It was really good. I'm glad they gave us a draw, because I would have been extremely mad if Finn beat Joe after Finn lost to Kane.
Just have Joe destroy Finn, too.
Everybody loses. Russ, everybody loses to Kane, okay?
Yeah, I get it.
Everybody.
But then Joe would lose to Kane, too?
Not in a Inferno match. Kane always loses those.
That's true.
I mean, vicariously, if you want to go with this whole shit, I mean, we can go back to the Bray Wyatt Finn thing, and I can really mess with your mind about who won what.
Well,
so
can we just say that Finn versus Sister Abigail is going to be amazing? And
I want to see that match still, and I
cannot wait for that match.
Is there a match that you can imagine right now that you want to see more than Sister Abigail versus Finn? I got nothing.
I think
nothing.
A distant second is Omega and Jericho.
Oh, distant, yeah.
Very distant. I just want to say this. I don't want Bray to show back up until after Survivor Series, because I don't want this Sister Abigail crap ruined.
What if Sister Abigail costs Finn the match at Survivor Series somehow?
Then color me intrigued.
Who had the mumps? Was it Bray or Sister Abigail?
Ooh. Both, apparently. Because neither one was on TV.
Nothing was confirmed. We don't know. Maybe Bray was healthy and Sister Abigail was not.
That bitch.
That's why we didn't get the match.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because if Sister Abigail's healthy, she could wrestle.
That's deep.
So, yeah.
That is a deep question. All right, moving on. Let's start with, let's see. Survivor Series teams were finalized this week. Let's start with the men's team first. So looks like Jason Jordan's getting the nod over Roman, Bray Wyatt, Kane, a few other individuals. Was this a good move? I'm going to say no, but I want to hear your thoughts, guys. Let's start with Steve.
It's great that Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan can bond during the match. Other than that, it's a tail whitey.
And Kent.
I feel that we don't have a black enough man in the Raw team, because we're kind of getting like all kind of colors of the spectrum except for the Titus Worldwide. So I feel that get rid of Braun and add Titus, and we'd have a nice multicultural team.
You want Titus, not Apollo?
Yes, Titus and not Apollo, because at least Titus is entertaining on the mic, and Apollo's never entertained me.
I don't know. Apollo's smile is really entertaining.
He does have really nice chiclets for teeth.
He does.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
That smile is infectious.
That's what I dream about.
That's
what I think about
right Apollo with his smile.
I can't think about the Apollo's smile when I'm driving, or I might just drive off the road because it's just so mesmerizing.
All right, Russ, what are your thoughts on the finalized men's Ross?
Well, I thought it was dominant. Like, they're not going to lose because of Braun Strowman and everything, and then they throw Jason Jordan on it, and I'm like, what the fuck?
You know what would suck is if Braun somehow leaves the team to fight Kane at Survivor Series.
Why? That would never happen, because Braun is a company man, not about competition or anything.
So instead,
like that,
Kane will cost Braun the spot during Survivor Series.
Awesome. I bet you Braun doesn't even get in the match somehow. I bet you Kane will attack beforehand, and that's going to F something up.
I mean, Kurt's going to be the last member on Team Raw and then lose it so he can start his feud with Triple H, right?
Yes, that's my assumption.
No other way this is happening.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think Jordan.
Yeah, that's where that's
I think
headed.
Jordan is going to give us a heel turn. He is a terrible face, and nobody likes him.
He was a good face.
Good time.
In NXT.
Yeah, okay, that was because Gable was a good face.
Kerry, did you borrow this question from 9deuce.com/wrestling?
Sounds like it.
It really does.
I did not.
Is it?
This is the question.
Wow,
is
this
really
the exact
if
question.
He's actually part of the blog?
She was not a part of this blog. Don't
she
you
wanted
dare.
Out this
she
week.
Wanted
she
out,
wanted
that's right.
She wanted to focus on Asian persuasion.
Yep. She is not a part of this blog. So don't you dare.
Be sour.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really weird. You didn't read it, really? Because I thought you did. Because I thought that's the exact same question that Ken asked.
I don't like the fact that Kerry's thinking
that. I still don't believe he's had an actual blog. I think he's also all made up.
Oh, it totally is.
David Arquette does not believe you.
Yes, we have celebrity endorsements.
Until he's on your blog, I will not believe it.
Wasn't there a like? No, that was Facebook, the Facebook page.
It was Facebook, yeah. But still, there's a like.
Still, that's a celebrity
endorsement. That's one celebrity endorsement more than other local things.
Hey, the company that made Los Innocents used my blog as a tagline on their fucking advertising.
That is awesome.
There's that. Yeah. And
we are scoring so much.
We should, the guy who made,
you can tell the Titus Worldwide. He should be your agent.
Hold on. I should start getting that cocky attitude. I don't know why I'm not. I didn't realize we had so many celebrities and so many powerful allies. I thought we were
Russ, you become the Miz of this show right now.
I am going to become the I demand respect from everyone now.
I'm going to be Curtis Axel.
Need a Miz Taraj, yeah. Mm.
Kerry, you're stuck being Maurice or Beau. I'd rather be Maurice than Beau, I think.
I'll pick Maurice.
Beau's nice fashion sense, so
then,
I gotta tell
but
you.
Then she'd be pregnant.
That man can dress.
I mean, he thinks he wears his flat and all, helps. But...
Oh my god, who'd they call out on that? Oh, AJ. Oh my god, I was watching Daniel Bryan called AJ yeah. out on that. That was hilarious. Oh.
Why doesn't Goldust have a match?
Is he in place still?
Yep, I saw
him. Oh, yeah, he was on Raw, that's right.
Charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was protecting the Raw interests.
And more importantly, who did he scout at SummerSlam? That's a mystery still to me that I've been waiting for an answer.
They're going to tell us eventually in about 8 months. Oh, no, wait.
And next
8 months.
SummerSlam?
Yes, next year SummerSlam, we'll know.
Do you realize how grave an angle that would be? If that night he comes out, he's like, yeah, I'm scouting somebody.
Or it would be great if they did it right a couple weeks beforehand. They go, I'm scouting somebody at SummerSlam and does nothing again this year. And then the following year they do it again.
Well, I want to know is what did Kane do on May 19th?
Oh, God. I don't know. I bet he didn't see any evil.
Or two.
Or Katie Vick.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'll go to Katie Vick.
That's what it was. It was Katie Vick. It was definitely Katie Vick.
Is that one? Yeah, it makes sense, I guess.
All right, guys. Let's talk women's Raw Survivor Series team. So apparently, Bayley's out. Sasha's in. Asuka's
Do they
in.
Have the fifth member?
Emma?
Well,
Paige?
No, she's going to SmackDown. At least that's what
I've heard. It's Alicia, Nia Jax, Sasha.
It's Alisa, Sasha, and Asuka. That's it. Probably they don't have the fifth yet.
They're going to hold that
Dana
open
Brooke,
for Mickey,
probably.
So
they're not done with Raw yet.
Right.
Ah,
Bayley's not
going to
get in. That's the whole thing.
That's got to be, right. That's got to be the angle breaker that gets
It doesn't
Sasha.
Matter who they have, though, because it's going to be Asuka going 5-on-1, right?
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, Asuka Soul Survivor. That's how that's going to end.
Do you think so?
It's the only way that can logically end.
The second she was named to the team, it's automatically Raw 1.
I think Raw wins, but I'm not sure if it's just going to be her that wins.
It might not be, but she's...
I mean, I want it to be Alicia Fox and Asuka that win.
That would be awesome if
being
it was
the captain,
Asuka...
Fox wins no matter who wins.
Right.
That's true, and I hope that she does commentary as soon as she's eliminated within 30 seconds of the match.
I hope she walks out, does commentary, waits, and then tries to go help Asuka at the end. Asuka gets a move, and then she picks up Asuka, throws her off, and lets her get that final pin.
Yeah, Alicia Fox never steps in and steals the final pin.
Yes.
That'd be the best Alicia Fox thing she could
That would
do.
Be the best thing that would ever happen. Calling it trademark.
Verbal trademark.
Verbal trademark, yes, verbal trademark.
November 8th, 9/16.
So if it happens, we're suing.
Should I get Eric involved?
Yes, we need a lawyer.
Yes, we need a lawyer.
Okay.
Preferably copyright law.
Yeah, does he know anything about copyright law?
Ooh, I don't know. I'll have to ask him. All right, guys. think that covers Raw.
Elias Sampson.
Elias.
Oh, yeah.
Guitar in a pole match.
Guitar in a pole match. Let's talk guitar in a pole match. There was a guitar. It was on a pole.
Wow. We hit that wall so hard right there.
We did.
There was a guitar and there was a pole.
He was watching me do that.
Can we trademark that?
We certainly can. Verbal that one. Okay, so my thoughts on this was, I hope
take
this...
Take the baton, Russ.
I'm totally taking the baton. What a stupid match. But honestly, it was a good small feud for both men. I really enjoyed this feud. Elias has proven that he is definitely a talent that the WWE should use. And I think Jordan proved he can go in the ring, but God, does he suck as a face. I mean, he is just bad.
Do you think he's going to get any better as a heel, though?
No, he has no charisma.
Right.
I think there's a better chance. I think there's a better chance of him being a heel than a face, though. Because, and I say this in the blog at 9deuce.com/wrestling. I say that I'll give him a chance as a heel. I think that's what they're going for. And if he sucks as a heel, I'm done. I don't care how good he is in the ring. You can't give me a character I care about, then I don't care. Which makes sense, because I don't care.
Fair enough. Kent, what were your thoughts?
Elias was in a match against somebody. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that person, because I don't think they have any talent. But what I really love about matches with guitars that are on poles is that even once you have the weapon, you're not guaranteed to really utilize it. As a matter of fact, usually getting the guitar means you're going to get hit.
Or any abdomen.
Or the kendo on the pole.
Or the coal miner's glove.
Or the Judy Bagwell. Anything that's on a pole, teasers included, you just don't want to use it. You don't want to be the first one to get it. You don't get the mumps. And, yeah, that's what happens. So, I think Elias should stay away from these types of matches. He really loved that guitar, according to commentary. Which, this is the saddest part about this feud ending. Commentary has been killing it for this feud. Booker T is rejuvenated for whatever reason during this feud alone. And, God damn it, Booker T's just been killing it. Good for him.
And Steve, what are your thoughts?
It was probably one of the better on a pole matches I've seen. And I'll leave it at that.
Because they're all garbage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair
Even
enough.
Jake Roberts and Sting couldn't have a good on a pole match.
Wasn't that the Iron Mitt or whatever?
It was like a coal miner's glove. Yeah. Wasn't that part of the spin the wheel, make a deal thing?
Yeah, that was like back in 92?
And if those two can't have a good on a pole match, no one can.
I don't know. The Buff Bagwell mom on a pole.
Who do you wrestle, do you know? Because I don't.
Not a clue.
Can we say DDP and just hope that I'm right?
Let's look it up.
Sure, let's say
I mean,
that.
Buff Bagwell works a pole like nobody else, okay? That man can work a pole match.
And if it was DDP, why can't they have a Kimberly on a pole match?
Do you remember when Kimberly got topless in that one movie?
She was in Playboy, too.
Yeah, what was it, 40-year-old virgin she was topless in, right?
I don't remember.
It was weird seeing her topless. I don't know.
It was Canyon.
Who's better than Canyon?
Nobody's better than Canyon.
That's right. 8 worst wrestling pole out of pole matches.
All
right.
All of them.
Enlighten us, Russ. This is far more interesting than anything that we have to say.
I'm about to say, I am on this. Let's see. We'll see if we can agree on these. All right.
Is somebody here going to be disagreeing on like the validity of how bad a pole match
is? Yes, I am. I have a list in my head.
All right. Pink slip on a pole match, The Rock versus Mankind.
Is that number 8?
I bet that was there, so yeah, sure.
Okay. Leg on a pole match, Yoshitatsu versus Tyson Kidd.
That sounds amazing.
It does.
I don't remember it at all.
Paddle on a pole, bunch of divas. Oh, that was the WrestleMania or something? No, it wasn't WrestleMania. It was...
We want names, Russ.
It just says various divas.
All right, then you're wasting our time.
Sorry.
Next one.
Pinata on a pole match.
Any of your travel involved?
Vanilla 5, El Dandy, Psychosis, and Juventud Guerrera.
WCW at its finest.
Yep. Leather Jacket on a Pole. Abbott versus Big Al.
Tank Abbott?
Yeah.
I don't know who Big Al was, but that's definitely a WCW thing.
Yep. Viagra on a Pole. Billy Kidman versus Shane Douglas. And
we've hit a new low.
No, and number one, Judy Bagwell on a Pole. Canyon versus Buff Bagwell. That's the worst.
A part of my soul just rejuvenated.
And now we know the list of top eight worst.
The top eight worst on a Pole matches.
You say worst, I say best.
It's all subjective, potato. Really. I mean,
it is.
Wow. All right, so we recap the week. Let's talk about what we're looking forward to next week. There's a Ring of Honor event this weekend. I'm looking forward to reading the results for that.
Your results for house shows?
It's a special event.
Do you also look forward to reading the results of Raw and SmackDown? Since you're not going to watch them?
In 205 Live and NXT and TNA.
Oh, God.
And...
No. That's way too much. Way too much. That's almost torture, Steve. That's mean. In fact, that was an episode of Being the Elite, which I've watched every single episode of. But anyway, Steve, what are you looking forward to next week?
Nothing. I'm assuming Paul Heyman will have a good promo against AJ Styles this time. Probably another fake invasion from SmackDown for some reason. Not much is really exciting in WWE.
How about you, Russ?
I am looking forward to seeing if this KO Sammy stuff turns out to be a work, or there's something more behind it.
And Kent.
I'm looking forward to two things. The appearance of some very wet hair next week. And tomorrow I'm going to Popeyes. And I saw a commercial that they're now selling like whole turkeys. And I'm really curious if I can talk my buddy Tom into buying one of these turkeys. I don't know why I wish to make him do this, but that's really my goal, is to try to convince him to buy a turkey. Even though I don't even want it. I just want to see somebody buy from Popeyes.
Can you buy it there, or do you need to call ahead and like have it planned to pick up like a week later or something?
I don't know. The black lady on the commercials just keeps telling me that they have a fucking full turkey. So I'm like, okay, lady, yeah, let's have a turkey from Popeyes, because I've never considered buying a full turkey from a fast food restaurant.
Is it fried? How is it prepared?
It's Louisiana
I'm very
fast.
Curious about
that's all I know.
So
it's
definitely fried.
Cajun spices. I don't know. Like, I'm so curious. We're all curious, right?
I'm definitely curious.
About maybe it's a raw turkey. They'll just give it to you.
I'll be very disappointed if it's raw.
Yeah, that would be disappointing. But
yeah, I would send that back if it was raw.
I don't know. I just want to like rip off like a fucking drumstick and gnaw on it. I don't know. That's my goal for tomorrow.
It's a good goal to have.
I want to know how this turns out.
Yeah, I need to know how this turns out. Keep it that.
Well, somebody remind me next week.
That should be a blog
too.
Or something. Blog post. Ooh. Maybe you can do it live on Twitter.
Oh my God, I could do a live feed. That'd be great.
Quick, verbal trademark it.
I'm verbally trademarking me eating a turkey from Popeyes.
Or Facebook Live it or something.
Oh, Facebook Live it. Yes, I'll watch that.
Facebook. I'm trademarking Facebook Live right now. Mark, you're out of luck. Screw you, Zuckerberg.
The best part is maybe David Arquette will watch your live feed.
That would be amazing if you like that.
If I could get David Arquette to watch a feed of me eating a turkey from Popeyes, I could die a happy man.
Speaking of things that make us all happy, it's time to play Guess the Wrestler, guys.
Already? Wow, this was a fast one, guys.
This is what happens when chaos ensues. We just garble everything into one large segment, and we got it all out of our system.
We did. It was good.
It's cathartic.
It's therapy.
I feel a lot better now. All right. So this week it was my turn to pick a wrestler. And for those who are just joining the podcast or don't remember the rules at all, one of us picks a wrestler. It's up to the others to ask 9 questions, and then they get 2 guesses as to who that wrestler is. So, guys, for my wrestler, this is a former wrestler, and it is a man.
Damn, I thought it was going to be Kenny Omega.
Not everything's about Omega.
Some of it's about Jericho. God!
They are one of the 400 people going to that cruise, so...
That still shocks me. That's
will they have it if there's Omega's only 400 people?
Omega's not announced for that cruise yet.
If
yet.
I say yet.
If it's only 400, that cruise will not be happening.
No. No way.
Well, I mean, they're still announcing the lineup. I mean, they just started announcing the wrestlers who are going to be in the boat.
Yeah, but like all ROH wrestlers, right?
Guys, stop trying to bring Carrie down. She's
I'm not.
Doing
I just want to make sure that, you know, what they're going to do.
You guys are all fucking Debbie Downers, okay?
I'm happy for, I'm happy for them. I'm happy
it'll
for
it'll be a good time. I mean, I just, I don't know.
Ride the Asian persuasion.
All right.
All right, can we play Guess What
Sure can.
Here? All right, hit me with the questions, guys.
Who wants to start?
Is that a question?
Kind of, but not to Carrie. To you guys.
Something weird is happening in the apartment above me.
Oh, I was going to say...
That has my...
Is someone being murdered?
No, but I did hear the mom yell at her kids going, "You will never fucking do that again."
Because you're going to kill him.
In this demonic voice, and I never hear that lady scream ever. So
Gloversville.
I muted my TV, I stopped what I was doing, and I just paid attention. It was great.
All right, so we want to know who's going to ask the first question. I guess I'll
Russ,
ask
go for it.
All right, so you said former male. What is his? Where have we seen him mostly, or what were the wrestling federations he was in? Big time.
A lot of questions you asked there.
Mostly known for ECW.
ECW.
So he's probably dead now.
That's a good question to ask.
Steve, that's a really good question. I think you should ask.
Is he still alive?
He is still alive.
Holy shit. That's only like 30% of the roster.
We've got this.
Yes, we can.
And we know it's not Tyler Jimmer right. Because she said former wrestler. And he started wrestling.
Oh, don't fall. Carrie loves to try to trick you. She'll say that they're a former wrestler, but they're still wrestling. She's a trickster like that.
All right, Carrie, has this gentleman ever held a championship in ECW?
Yes.
Shane Douglas is still in the running. I think he's still
alive. He is still alive.
He is still alive.
I knew he was still alive.
Is he still wrestling, though, or making awesome movies, like Wrestlers versus
Hopefully
zombies?
Awesome movies. Wrestling, I don't think so, but you never know.
You never know. All right, my question. All right, so was he known for tag teams or individual work mostly?
Mostly individual.
So not Brad Maddox.
Oh, God. Does that count as ECW?
Does it?
I was just going with a tag team.
Oh, ha ha.
Carrie got it.
I get it now.
Wow, we're still beating that dead horse.
You know, we'll beat that until it's dead again.
I dragged that horse into my backyard, and that's where it's staying, okay? Wait until she makes her debut. Re-debut.
On the same roster as Xavier Woods.
All right. It's a new day? Yes, it is.
Davio cannot be happy.
Giggity.
Steve, what's your question?
Did this person have a manager?
No.
So there goes 2 people I'm thinking of. Oh, 3 actually. No, what? Actually, it's a lot of people. Wow. All
right. What color hair did they have, if they had any?
Blonde.
So it's not Raven.
He's had a manager every now and then. Do you count them as managers? The girls he hung out with, I don't know.
Does Francine count as a manager?
Doesn't she? She's a head cheerleader.
She was a head cheerleader and a valet, but was she a manager?
Oh, that's true. Maybe I phrased my question wrong.
All right, well, I'll ask this question and see if I'll nail this. I'll eliminate this person because I think they're still alive. I'm pretty sure they are.
Isn't that great how, like, I think he's still alive?
Is this person have a gimmick that you could say was ripped off of somebody else that's on WWE back in the same era?
What? No, it's really around, I think, Russ.
I don't think so. Okay.
Well, I was thinking Sandman. That's
yeah,
why.
And someone ripped that off of him. Not you didn't rip off of him. He was the original.
Either way, rip off. It's one way or the other.
Russ, you Pryco just said, is it the Sandman? That would have been a more articulate way of asking that question.
But then I would have said his name, and if it was right, then we'd all look silly. Or she'd look silly.
Wait, did we say he had a belt?
Sandman?
No, the mystery person here.
Yes, yes.
Russ, will you get off the Sandman train?
So I can't. So it's not Jericho. Wait, did he have a belt?
And he's still wrestling. He's not former.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Omega.
It is Kenny Omega. See, it all comes back to Kenny Omega.
No.
All right, I asked my stupid question. You guys got two more.
Indeed. I'm trying to think of blonde ECWers.
Me too. That's why I thought Sandman.
Like Shane Douglas still potentially fits the bill.
Is he employed by WWE right now?
Shane?
No, not Shane.
No.
So it's not Steve Carino. All
right.
Okay, so it all comes down to me. Blonde hair, ECW. Did this person have a valet or female attached to them at any point in their run in ECW?
Yes.
Is it Shane Douglas?
No.
Well, I wasted one of our guesses.
Chris Candido is dead, so it's not him.
Right. There's not.
It's not
Dreamer
Sandman.
Doesn't count.
It's not Dreamer. Could it be Mike Awesome? But no, he's dead.
He had black
Awesome's
hair anyways.
Dead. Ben was dead.
He didn't have black hair.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Awesome had black hair. That's right.
Bigelow's
what about Terry Funk?
He had brown hair.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
He was a desperado.
Right.
Who was Lita with? Miss Congeniality.
Dastardly Danny Doring.
Did Danny Doring have blonde hair?
No. Jerry Lynn? Did he have a belt?
What about Jerry Lynn? Yeah, what about Jerry Lynn?
But did he ever have a valet?
No.
Oh.
Wait, did we eliminate Lance Storm yet?
He didn't have blonde hair, did he?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, she had that rat towel for a bit. I think that was blonde.
Yeah, I question Carrie's color discernment sometimes.
But he's one of our tag team Impact players.
Yeah.
Just to validate, I'm looking at every single picture in this guy's Wikipedia page. There is blonde hair in every single
one. Okay, I believe you. What about Mikey Whipwreck?
Like,
nope, not blonde. Tajiri's not blonde. Taz isn't. Raven.
Saturn.
He's bald. He was bald.
But he had that mustache.
Which was blonde.
It's not New Jack.
What? Are you sure? Oh, man. Like, and this has got to be somebody that she knows, which is bothersome to me.
I know, right?
I mean, no offense, but I mean, you didn't watch during the ECW era, like, as it was happening. Like, you didn't watch it week to week.
If it's one of the WWE ECW people, I'm going to be pissed.
I was going to say Jack Swagger.
No.
CM Punk.
Jack Swagger, CM Punk.
Should I give you guys a hint?
Yes.
There was... I watched a special with Eric, the 50 most oh my god moments from ECW, and he was in one of them that basically pissed off a lot of fans.
So it's Crucifixion Angle, right? With Raven and Dreamer.
So, Tommy?
Raven.
Raven doesn't have blonde hair, does he?
He's kind of blonde hair, didn't he?
I thought he
He was also more just as much known for WCW.
No, he wasn't.
No, ACW is his.
Agree or disagree here.
Okay, I'll go with Raven.
I mean, the Flock was awesome and all, but no one thinks that when they think Raven first.
Yeah, he almost beat Goldberg.
That's true. He should have beat Goldberg.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at his wiki page.
It's gotta be Raven.
And he does have a lot of blonde hair.
Go with it, then.
That's your guess, Steve.
Does Stevie Richards count as his valet?
Well, what was the female?
He did have Beulah for a while.
He did have
Beulah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gotta be him.
It's gotta be. What about Raven?
You would be correct.
I always thought he was not a blonde. No, I always thought he was...
He's not a natural blonde, but he always had it dyed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he's also one of the guests on the
cruise.
Is he
really? That's awesome.
So it always comes back to the cruise. Yeah. Guests, not wrestling.
Omega.
I bet you he'll be on that.
Yeah, probably. The rest of the Bullet Club is... So
Bullet Clubs, I'm sold. Because I want to be in a boat with a bunch of idiots doing the Bullet Club Too Sweet sign all the time.
They can't do that anymore. There was a cease and desist.
By who?
WWE.
Well, actually,
so why can't WWE guys do it either?
Actually,
weren't they doing it?
A long time ago, NC State should have done that to WCW. But it's too late for them, so...
Well, yeah.
X-Pac is claiming ownership of that.
Oh, yeah, because NC State was around way after NWO.
I don't know. X-Pac, Steve. You don't believe X-Pac or a college?
Yeah, seriously. Come on. If you can't trust X-Pac...
Who can you trust?
That's exactly true. I mean, it's a state university, too, so I don't know if you can trust those people.
Exactly.
I don't know. I would trust a university over someone who's been in China.
Multiple times.
Asian persuasion.
Now, was he in China or was China...
Wow, we just full circled this whole thing.
Was he in China or was China in him?
Ooh.
After watching the video...
I bet you both. I bet you there's a little bit of both on that one.
I refuse to watch that video.
All right, guys.
Yeah, let's go back to talking about Paige's video.
Yes.
Actually, I was going to say...
You know, I was on YouTube the other day. And found WWE Superstars playing Twister. And it was Xavier Woods and Paige. And there was some interesting angles with those two.
Yeah, was this before or after?
Knowing what we know now. I don't know when it was.
Interesting.
Wow. YouTube is chock full of great WWE.
It was that Heath Slater
sure
thing Rest Talk told me about a while ago. Apparently he had like a thing on WWE.com. Where they paid.
Xavier Woods was doing the like, or not Xavier Woods. It was Heath Slater was doing.
Yeah,
yeah, doing those games with everybody.
Yeah,
they just play
one of them
games
was Twister, and it was Xavier Woods and Paige, and
that's awesome.
Kerry, wrap this up. You got a paper.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Kent. Any announcements for next week before we for the week before?
Tommy
we David
and Kent is going to join us next week.
well, it's 85, so Kerry's not going to be around.
Well, oh yeah, it's the 85th.
So Carrie's not going to be there. That's right.
No, I'll be around. I don't have anything due for the next 2 weeks for school.
Wow. Stranger Things blog should be coming up next week. So, yeah, that's kind of exciting.
Something for me to skip.
Next week should also be the final blog for American Horror Story, which I cannot wait to get that monkey off my fucking back because that's been a train wreck. And Walking Dead's been going strong. By far my strongest blog going. So, yeah. My horror movie.
Which is funny because
so
it's probably one of the worst shows you watch.
And it's also... No, wrestling. Wrestling's by far the worst show he watches.
Oh, please. I watch a lot of shit, okay?
Oh, okay. Now, hold on. I like how he goes... I want to time out this. I'm shouting out for me and Carrie here. I like how he says that Walking Dead's his strongest blog, but Carrie and I have been doing this for almost 2 years now, pretty nonstop.
Yeah, but what blog gets the most views?
I wish we pulled in half the clicks that my Walking Dead does. I really do, but we don't yet. So, listeners, go to 9deuce.com and just click on the wrestling thing and make Russ feel
anything
better.
Anything about Walking
Dead. Yeah, listeners, check out all of that, as Kent said, at 9deuce.com. And with that, for Kent, Russ, Steve, and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we'll talk to you all next week.
It's a good time to hit stop.
Indeed.